We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The if you watched the Michigan State-Iowa game last week, or if you've watched Big Ten basketball, you know about Luka Garza. He's the big man from Iowa. He is, by a lot of measures, the consensus Big Ten player of the year, and he will certainly get a lot of votes for National Player of the Year. He's a first-team All-America, no doubt about that. Mm-hmm. He's really an amazing player, and the one constant you hear about him over and over again is, I've never seen a player try harder than Luka Garza in all my time watching college basketball. You hear that over and over again. But he's also a player who has generated a great deal of hate.
Because he looks like Lurch from the anime. I think a lot of it's his looks.
He's got, and this is coming from a guy who's got really thick eyebrows. He's got really thick eyebrows. And they're oddly shaped too.
And his lips seem redder than...
Yes, his lips look like he has just taken a punch to the face like a boxer. Mm-hmm. Like he looks less like a basketball player, more like a boxer while he's playing.
Yes, exactly right. That's a great analogy.
And he's very physical. He's a really good player, but I think a lot of people hate him. And I love hate in sports. I think hate and sports belong together.
So do I.
I think Michigan State fans should hate Michigan and vice versa. And Michigan fans should hate Ohio State.
I think that's great.
I liked when Michigan State fans hated Bo Ryan. I liked it when I used to think that Tom Izzo hated Bo Ryan, because I think he kind of did, even though he says he didn't. I think he kind of did.
I just, because maybe I'm old, I hate the trolling on social media about it.
Oh, I think it goes too far.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I think at some point there should be a certain level of healthy respect.
Right.
But who in your mind, and to the fans out there, is the all-time greatest player who you hated? And I was kind of joking, kind of not, before, hey, Evan Jenkins is back.
Yeah.
The new husband. He just walked in.
Beautiful.
Yeah. He got married a week and a half ago and is now back from his honeymoon. I got back last night. Michael Jordan in Detroit is a unique case. Mm-hmm. And I got to say, I admire the hell out of Detroit for the fact that they hate Jordan. Because every other city in America is like, oh, MJ, MJ, MJ.
Well, they had a good reason to hate him.
Absolutely.
He dissed their championships.
Absolutely. And for a lot of people, I respect the fact that a hate has stuck around.
Mm-hmm.
When I first moved here, I didn't get it because I moved here from where?
Chicago.
And Jordan is a superhero there.
But the
more I've lived here, the more I totally get it. And I admire that. So I guess if your answer is Jordan, that's a perfectly fair answer. But who are some other athletes where they were great, they were beloved, whatever? Like, I guess, I don't want to steal any thunder, but go ahead.
Well, mine goes back to when I was a kid. Brad Park of the New York Rangers. Just hated him. Great player, second best defenseman at the time besides Bobby Orr.
Mm-hmm.
Flyers-Rangers rivalry, while they weren't in the same division, they played each other in the playoffs. And I'll never forget, the thing that really pissed me off was they asked Brad Park the summer after the Flyers won their first Stanley Cup, first of the only two that they've won, and they beat the Rangers in the semifinals, would you ever, like, you know, socialize with the Flyers, you know, out, you know, and then the season's over? He said, I wouldn't let them in my garage. I said, F you, Brad Park. The hell with you. Because Park spelled backwards is crap. And I was a kid. You were so proud of yourself.
Oh,
man, I just hated Brad Park. Hated him. Great player.
I thought you were going to say Sidney Crosby,
who
I think is the other obvious pick right now.
Right.
But Red Wing fans hate.
And Sidney Crosby is hated by people here think, oh, they hate him here. They hate him in Washington, and they hate him in Philly, too.
Because what? They just think he's a little whiner?
Yes, exactly.
Sidney Crosby?
Yeah.
To me, he's the perfect answer to this question because he is, if he's not the best player in the league over the last decade, he's one of the top two or three.
Right.
He's won multiple Stanley Cups. He's a Canadian hero for the hockey team. They just celebrated the 10th anniversary of his golden goal. He's done everything. I mean, he basically was handed the keys to the franchise. No pressure here, Sidney, but we need you to be the next Mario Lemieux and win us Stanley Cups. Right. And while he's not the next Mario Lemieux, he has won, what, three Stanley Cups since he's gotten to Pittsburgh. And so he's done it, but I can understand why he's totally hateable. I hated both these guys growing up, and I don't know why, because they were obviously on opposite ends of a huge rivalry. I hated Bird and I hated Magic. I hated both of them.
Wow.
And I don't know why. I really don't. I think part of me, I didn't like the Celtics. I didn't like the whole, everything about the Celtics annoyed me.
I always hated the Celtics growing up in Philly and then here with the Bad Boys. But there was never I didn't hate Larry Bird.
I hated Bird and I hated Magic. Mikhail. And now I look back on him now. A lot of my youth hatred I'm embarrassed about because it didn't let me appreciate how great the players were. Now you watch old videos of those two guys and it's like, they were so great.
I can't stand is people who hate athletes but don't realize how great they are. Like, oh, Jordan sucks. Grow up, will you? I mean, seriously.
Or Pippen, for that matter.
Well, Pippen didn't suck. I just think he was overrated. But
overrated?
He's not one of the top 50 players of all time, in my opinion.
Yeah, I'd agree. Probably top 30. No, you're right.
Yeah, sure.
248-539-9797. Ticket text 97136. Let's go to Steve in Roseville, 971 the ticket. Hey, Steve, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you guys doing?
We are great. What's going on, man?
I hate Tom Brady.
I hate Tom Brady
because not only is he a great football player, but he marries a supermodel. He never has to go out and take all the money that's on the table because she's making more than he is anyway. I hate the guy. He's got the perfect life, and I know it's out of jealousy, but I hate Tom Brady.
So it has nothing to do with Michigan State or anything like that. And it has nothing to do with the alleged cheating or the Deflategate or Spygate, nothing like that. It's simply because he has everything
that you want.
Right.
Wow.
Exactly.
That is, you know what I got to say about you, Steve? That's incredibly petty.
I know.
That's good, though. I like the fact that you're fessing up.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, honestly, to be honest with you guys, I actually had a near-death experience in December, and I've decided since then, screw it. I got no filters. So I lost all my filters.
Is it a car accident or a disease or what, if you don't mind me asking?
No, I really don't know what happened. I was in my van and they found me unconscious and unresponsive.
Wow. Well,
that's what I said.
We're glad you're good now, Steve. Thanks for the phone call.
No problem.
I love that.
I hate Tom Brady.
Okay.
For those reasons.
Okay. In some ways, I almost admire Steve more because it's like I hate Tom Brady because I think he's a little bit overrated and I think he got to where he was by cheating. No. It's because he's so good.
I hate Tom Brady because I hate Michigan.
No. It's because he's good looking. He's done everything you can do in the sport. He's married to a supermodel. What more can you say?
Exactly.
Yeah. Jason in Warren on 97 won the ticket. Hello, Jason.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. The one common player that I could not stand watching back in the 90s was Christian Laettner. I just could not stand the guy watching him play.
Really going on a limb there, Jason, huh?
Yeah. Did you hate the fact that he embraced the hate, too?
Exactly. He was so cocky and very coddled at Duke.
Well, I mean, they did make a 30 for 30, which was titled exactly, I Hate Christian Laettner.
Yeah.
And I think it's safe to say that everybody who wasn't a Duke fan hated Christian Laettner.
Correct.
And it's like you said about Crosby, not just Michigan. Although Michigan fans certainly hated Christian Laettner. Oh. I guarantee Kentucky fans don't have a very soft spot for Christian Laettner.
Every other school in the ACC.
Yeah, everyone and hated
teams
Christian
in the
Laettner.
NBA. Shaq probably hates him because he took his dream team spot.
Okay, there you go. I mean, he was the perfect foil. He was the perfect villain. Because he was this snooty kid. He actually wasn't. The view of him going to Duke was that he was somebody of privilege.
No, he wasn't.
He wasn't. I mean, Grant Hill came from a lot more privilege than Christian Laettner ever did.
Christian Laettner came from a pretty blue-collar family, from what I understand.
Upstate New York, wasn't he from? Yeah, and it was just, but man, he was a great jerk.
God, was he, and he was a great freaking player.
Oh, yeah.
As much as you hate him.
Great college player.
Yes.
Yeah, decent NBA player. I think he maybe made an all-star team. But great college
player. One of the all-time favorite Pistons, right?
I loved him on the Pistons.
Ticket text. We're looking at the best player, the greatest players you hated because Luka Garza is a great player and a lot of people hate him. From Joe, listening in St. Louis, Peter Forsberg and Sidney Crosby.
Really? I mean, Sidney Crosby, of course. There were so many hateable players on that Avalanche team.
I really respected Forsberg, even though he was kind of dirty in his own little way, but he was a great freaking player.
Yeah. My favorite Av, I mean, everybody hated all the players.
Right.
Sakic, I think people respected because he was so soft-spoken.
He was like Yzerman.
He was Yzerman, the number 19, the captains, blah, blah, blah. I always thought Adam Foote was a hell of a player, though, too.
Oh, yeah.
Even though he had his battle, especially with Shanahan. But I always respected the hell out of him, too. I mean, if I could have taken a player off that team, it probably would have been Forsberg, but Foote might have been a close second.
Great athlete I've always hated, Bubba Watson.
Really?
I'm not a big Bubba guy either, but...
But what's not to like?
I think he's kind of, I've heard he's kind of fake too. In a weird way, but I don't know.
Oh, man. He cries when he wins the Masters.
I know.
He has a pink golf club.
Supposedly, right? Yes. A few people have said that he wasn't very kind to the clubhouse staff at the Detroit Golf Club, but he's coming back. He loves it. So maybe that was a bad rumor.
Jeez. I would hate to have my behavior judged 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
But he's got another one. Relative new one is Brad Marchand. Oh, yeah. I would love him on my team, but I just want to punch that nose.
I don't even think I'd want him on my team.
Oh, yes, you would. Although he did lick a player.
Multiple times.
I know.
Which is just so non-stylogical, right? I mean.
Can you imagine if it happened this year with coronavirus? You think they'd suspend him more?
Oh, by the way, the NHL is just outside looking at the bottom line on ESPN. NHL starting to address how they're going to handle the coronavirus, including perhaps canceling games and perhaps playing in empty arenas.
Wow.
Just some of the things they're considering. I'm not saying they're there yet, but some of the things they're considering.
Hey, the Red Wings are already doing that.
They're not empty.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, and playing in arenas with swaths of red seats so they can really see how many fans are there. If you played basketball at Duke and you weren't Zion Williamson, I hated you. That's from Will in Ann Arbor.
Pretty much. Did you hate Elton Brand?
No, I didn't hate him. I didn't hate Grant. I didn't hate Shane Battier because he was from here, although a lot of people did hate Shane Battier. But yeah, I think pretty much everybody else.
Especially all the white guys.
Yeah, that's because Stoney's racist.
I know.
Nick in Detroit, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello, Nick.
Morning, guys. How's it going?
Good. How are you, man?
So you talked about the Avs, but for me, it has to be Patrick Roy. Specifically because we kind of were the team that got him ousted from Montreal. I felt like Patrick always has kind of like a chip on his shoulder with Detroit. And then we essentially had to go through them to get both of our 97-98 cups. I'm sure you guys know about that. From the fight with Vernon and then eventually with Osgood. I mean, just a million things to hate about him. Even when he took over as coach in Colorado, I hated the Avalanche then just because he was the coach. And a funny little side note about Marchand. At work, we like to do pranks. I cut his face out and put it on my friend's, my coworker's Red Wings calendar. So when he turned to the month of March, it was his face looking at him.
By the way, in 98, I don't think they had to go through Colorado. They beat Dallas in the Western Conference.
Well, no, but even in the regular season, right. More so than the playoffs, but you're right.
No, they got knocked out. I forget who knocked them out, but we were kind of bummed when they did get knocked out because I was like, oh, we didn't get, round three of the famous Avs-Red Wing matchup. Eventually, we got that in 2002.
Right.
To be fair, from what you read and hear about Patrick Roy, and I have some family who live in Colorado who've had experiences with him, that while publicly he comes across as a real jerk and just a really bad dude, I guess privately he's exactly the same.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. That he's just a complete and utter DB. My brother-in-law, who is maybe the sweetest guy on the planet, worked at a resort in Winter Park and hosted I don't know if it was the Avs. It was for some youth hockey thing. He was there and just couldn't stand him. And I was like, and he likes everybody. I was blown away. James in Detroit, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello, James.
Hey, how's it going, everybody?
How's it going, James?
I hate Paul Pierce.
Really?
Just because he's a Celtic. And, coming from Larry Bird and the Pistons with Isaiah, I hated the Celtics completely.
Yeah, understandable.
Then when he eliminated us, I think it was like a 08, 07. But I have a kid brother. I play junior college basketball, and I have a kid brother that plays basketball who loves Paul Pierce. He makes me sick. He has some Paul Pierce denim jeans. and he used to wear Paul Pierce jersey. And I'm like, Paul Pierce don't even know you, bro. Like, why are you all on Paul Pierce? And for this reason, even as an analyst now, I can't stand anything he says.
You can't handle the truth, huh?
I can't handle the truth.
Wow. Well, you know what? We all have our reasons for hatred.
Exactly.
I mean, that's like when I first heard it, I thought you were going to bring up the whole wheelchair episode from the NBA Finals, which was pretty lame. But Paul Pierce, I just always thought was a pretty stand-up dude.
Clutch guy,
fought through a lot of hard years with the Celtics and was there when they won it. And
almost became a Piston, one pick away.
That's right. Instead, they got the legendary Bonzi Wells.
Yes.
I mean, like my most hated player in the history of sports is Steve Garvey, the Michigan State product.
I was surprised you didn't bring him up.
Well, because, again, it's a little bit dated.
I know.
I mean, we're talking about 70s and early 80s. And there are some people who look at Steve Garvey and go, oh, he's the epitome of grace. He's a good guy and, you know, always did the right thing and whatever. And I'm like, he's a total phony POS, blah, blah, blah. I just can't stand Steve Garvey because I hated the Dodgers. Right. And that's a very healthy thing to do.
I couldn't stand the Mets as a kid. I never liked Tom Seaver for no apparent reason.
Didn't Tom Seaver come across as a bit of a jerk? I thought he was a bit of a jerk.
He was like, you know, they build him up as the All-American guy. Yeah. And, you know, my favorite Philly was Tommy Hutton, and he owned him as a pinch hitter. It was great.
Sean in Redford, you are on 97.1 The Ticket. Good morning, Sean.
Hey, good morning. Now, look, don't hate me for this, because I love this guy, but I hated him, but I loved him. Dominic freaking Hasek. This guy drove me insane, like flopping around, floating around out of the goal. I just hated his goalie style. He got the job done. He was a hell of a player, but dang, I hated it. It was like making my heart stop every time I watched that guy play. What are you doing? It was nuts. I hated Dominic Hasek. I love the guy, but I hated
him. So you hated him. Hasek, you hated him as a Red Wing, is what you're saying?
I don't know. I just hated his play style. He just drove me insane every time he played the game. It was like, but at the same time, he made spectacular saves.
Yeah.
It was just all the flopping around and flying around and floating around out of the net. I don't know what he was doing half the time, but he got it done. But his style of play, I hated it. I just hated Hasek for that.
Wow.
So that's where I'm at.
Okay.
Yeah. Here's some classics from go back a few years, not that many, but Zach Novak, former Michigan player, low talent, try hard guy from Beeline's early years, couldn't stand him.
I think that's what we would call racism/invert racism. I think it's because he's the overachieving white guy.
Yes.
You know?
Mo Wagner, he crushed MSU every game his last year, and we couldn't stop him.
And he played it up too. I mean, he was a what do they say, hot dog with a little extra mustard on it. I mean, he liked to play it up, and I give him credit.
He would actually be a bratwurst with a little extra mustard. As a kid, I hated Wayne Gretzky. Too good. I never hated Gretzky.
I didn't hate Gretzky either, but I get the whole too good thing where it's like they're just, you know. It's kind of like the first guy who called in about Tom Brady. It's like, what more can one person do?
I know. Separated at birth. We were talking about Garza, Luca Garza, and Ernie from Sesame Street. And somebody else has Muppets on his
Bert.
Mind.
That's Bert. Luca Garza would be Bert. Bert had the one brow straight across.
Well, somebody says, guys, check out a picture of Sam Eagle from the Muppets. When I see Garza, that's all I can think of.
I'm familiar with Sam the Eagle as well.
Yeah.
So two Muppet comparisons.
Yeah.
Dennis from Madison, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, Dennis?
Hey, I just want to call up about the person I disliked the most, and that'd probably be Bill Laimbeer.
Were you a Piston fan?
Oh, I love the Pistons back at the Bad Boys era, but he just had a way of just his whole game was getting underneath other players' skin, and then when they finally got mad enough where they'd go at him, he'd go hiding behind somebody else. It just, you know, and then he'd be in all them posters with his sleeves cut off and flexing his muscles, and I knew he grew up a privileged guy and everything, and I just didn't see any badness in him at all. He just was kind of a cheap shot artist.
That's I wasn't a big fan either.
But that's odd coming from an actual Piston fan.
Yeah.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.